We're live at EXT. The Accidentals are here. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Oh, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We have Katie and Michael and Savannah. How long have you been all together? The two of you started first, right? Katie and Savannah?
Yeah. So we started 6 years ago. Literally the day we met, we were in this alternative styles group together. We used to stay after school and play Led Zeppelin in our orchestral instruments. We were in the same high school orchestra program. We actually were the only two to volunteer to represent the Alternative Styles group at an upcoming concert. And so Katie came to my house to rehearse. But instead of playing classical music, we started playing the White Stripes instead. We were pretty much a band that night.
On your classical instruments?
Yes.
You were playing the White Stripes?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love
There's no
it.
Other way to do it.
And then when did Michael hop into this picture?
I met them in the summer of 2013 and then didn't tell them I was a drummer until about the summer of 2014. I think I was just going through like a big, like I had finally learned how to play like good chords on the guitar and stuff like that. So I was like really into that. I was a huge fan of the group and they asked me to come up and play shows for a month in air quotes. And then by the time the month was over, they were like, all right, well, if you want to stay with us or drop out of school or, you know, do that kind of thing. And so I've been with the band now for about 3.5 years.
And where did the name The Accidentals come from?
The Accidentals name works on many levels. Savannah and I started as the Tree Huggers. That was our duo band name when we were in high school. And, you know, it took us a while to come up with a band name, but we went through a lot of different options. The Accidentals works on a music theory level, goes back to our orc dork roots of orchestral music because an accidental is like a note that doesn't belong in the key signature, but it sounds interesting anyway. And we feel like that's how we fit in. We don't really write to a specific genre or specific sound. And then on top of that, we met accidentally, you know, both raising our hands for a project and getting paired together. And we're very accident prone. Things break and go wrong all the time.
And apparently Michael plays drums accidentally.
Yeah,
no, that's accidentally got into the mix.
That's how it works. It's very organic.
And I like that you touched on this style because I listen to the music. You kind of are all over the map. You have a lot of different things all infused in. I mean, it's not like the songs are different from song to song. There's a lot of different stuff in each of the songs.
It's actually funny. We kind of pared down for this radio show today. We only brought the bass and the acoustic guitar and the cello. But at our live shows, we have acoustic and electric violin and cello. We have acoustic and electric guitar. And we have electric bass. And Michael plays a very strange configuration of a drum kit. Well, actually, we carry two different drum kits on the road, depending on whichever one fits on the stage best. So, so our show kind of wanders between a lot of different genres, a lot of different movements, and Katie and I are switching instruments almost every song. Really what it comes down to is we're just musically all over the place and a little ADD. We just like to try and experiment with everything.
That's very cool. How would you say your style has evolved since you first started? Not the tree hugger phase, because we don't want to get Savannah all upset. Savannah was like ready to step out of the building here. So, but since you sort of became the Accidentals, how would you say you've evolved into what you are today in the new album, Odyssey?
I think that the album that just came out feels like a culmination of all the different things we've experimented with over the past 6 years. Some of the songs were kind of written as a duo before Michael came into the picture, and our songwriting process is very separate. And then we come together and arrange as a three-piece, and that's really when we mess around with all the layers of strings or electric guitars or bowed banjos or whatever we feel like. And one thing that's really helped is getting a lot of exposure to different styles. We lived in a really amazing artistic community in Michigan, and when we started touring, we got to play before bands like Carbon Leaf and like Brandi Carlile, Keller Williams, Martin Sexton, and that really helped introduce us to different styles of performance. One of the songs, KW, is kind of inspired by Keller Williams' like jam band guitar style, and
it's literally named after him.
Well, and he's on the song, right?
Yeah, he's on. We actually traded tracks for each other, so we're on his song "Hate, Greed, Love" on his newest album, Sync. He's on our song "KW" on Odyssey. We charge each other exactly the same price for that, which is to say nothing, and it was super fun. Actually, that was just one of a ton of collaborations featured on the new album. We flew in Jenny Conley from the Decemberists, who we met at Lions Folk Fest, or Rocky Mountain Folks Fest in Lions, Colorado. She came in and was a perfect fit, like super nerdy, hilarious, and contributed a lot of tracks. We had Carter Gravatt from Carbon Leaf play steel guitar on our song Chekhov's Gun. We also had Dominic Davis, who's a really great friend of ours and plays bass with Jack White, kind of full circle there. He played a couple bass lines for us, and It was really, really fun. We also, I almost forgot, we had Khaki King, who's my hero, the bonus track on our album, on an instrumental track that tied back in. Well, the song is called Ballad Tender Gun, and it's an anagram for the very first album we put out back in 2011. It was quite the journey, and it was a lot of fun recording this album. It really is the culmination of the past 6 years of this band and its development.
We're live at EXT. The Accidentals are here. And right now, we're going to have you guys play a couple of songs. Anybody want to say anything about Odyssey?
Yeah, this title track is kind of the summarization of how we've viewed the last 6 years, which is to say we've moved forward boldly, even though we've had so much chaos and trials and tribulations and ups and downs. There's a way to keep moving forward by absorbing all of the chaos and becoming stronger for it. That's not to say that you're not terrified or going through the unglamorous points. It's more to say those things contribute to who you are. They add to the story. That's what the song Odyssey is about.
Outside the lake's a cataract, it stares up at the sky, blind to the aftermath. We all attend a nameless funeral. You could say it's sad, but reason has to call it beautiful. So I burn my clothes, the ones I curse when I'm alone, and I trace the night and architect a shattered sky, and all the things I fear fade away with the coming year. A resolution in the chaos that I made. But I, night, weak, my brain's a hurricane. Sky and sea, beside the set a broken curse on me. I'm not the one that bleeds with every odyssey. Seeds and no perfume, mass nostalgic times, forgotten crimes die in the fumes, with Polaroids still hanging dark in rooms. The kids these days will tie to each other in the womb, and I shovel days into the dirt and dust and fray, and I keep the score of everything I have in store. I gotta get it feeling pain. No obstacles remained, a resolution in the chaos that I made. But I'm not weak, my brain's a hurricane. Sky and sea, beside and set a broken curse on me. I'm not the one that bleeds with every odyssey. Upon your shoulders from the lake, the words you drown leave a bitter taste inside your mouth. Whenever you have sheath, will throw itself against your teeth until you have the guts to let it out. But I'm not weak, my brain's a hurricane. Sky and sea, beside and set a broken course on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every bruise that blooms on me. But I'm not weak, my brain's a hurricane. Sky and sea, beside and set a broken curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every odyssey.
This is Katie.
This is Michael.
And this is Sav from The Accidentals. Is 10 years in radio equivalent to one dog year? Here's to another 10. Or is it 70? Happy birthday, WEXT!
I here in the wintertime. Wolves line the city streets. All that's left is a tired crime. I'll sleep away the cold. I'll wrap myself up like a twisted wire. Coiled like a rattlesnake. Bats burn just like a bushfire. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm a switchblade, renegade. My heart's buried in the junkyard. Covered it in kerosene. Burn it up in cold regard. I'm a switchblade, renegade. I'm not stand up, I got lights down to the core. I'm a carnivore. I will never be earth. Shy twin lights there for anyone. I have had my fill within. My thoughts break like falling glass. Shatter when I try to let them out. Color cracks, I can't take it back. I wish I'd never opened my mouth. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm a switchblade renegade. My heart's buried in the junkyard. Covered it in kerosene. Burn it up in cold regard. I'm a switchblade renegade. I'm not standing up, I got lights down to the core. I'm a carnivore. I will never be earthbound. I will never be earthbound.
Live at EXT with the Accidentals. Their album is called Odyssey. We just heard the song Earthbound. You mentioned a lot of artists that you worked with on the record. Some of them, probably some of your favorite artists, I would imagine.
Who?
All of them. So I'm gonna make it really hard for you then. Can you put a couple at the top of the list? Who are sort of like the artists you're like, those are the artists we love?
Man, it just depends on what targeting almost. Yeah. Like, what part of it is your favorite? For instance, when I make a playlist of artists, I'm paying attention a lot to either the songwriting has really captivated me, or the music theory structure of the song has really pulled me in, or even remembering the performances. Like, Martin Sexton is one of my favorite performers because he draws a crowd in and really makes them feel like family, and it's a magical process to watch. Mm-hmm. So it really just depends.
One thing I love about Keller Williams is, like, we had the opportunity to be in his backing band at a couple shows, and in the middle of the song, you know, you'll be playing something that we've listened to his albums again and again, and then when we're playing a song live with him, he'll just turn into the mic and be like, "All right, guys, we're going to break it down into a four on the floor, disco, bluegrass beat."
And you just have to be ready.
So, you know, he's done so many shows, and he's always including room for improvisation. There are tons of different aspects I think we look for when we're looking for inspiration in other artists.
just to list a couple of the people who we really were inspired by when we first started the band, I think even now on our Facebook bio, we haven't changed it since 6 years ago. It says like St. Vincent, Andrew Bird, Sufjan Stevens, Jack White, all kinds of artists who really are kind of independently moving forward, I think, is really what's captivated our interest in them. Like they've retained who they are and who they are authentically through the years.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Like one of our favorite bands currently is Wolfpack. They're a four-piece rhythm section funk band out of like four different places in the United States because they all met at college. We've been playing their stuff before our shows to kind of like get pumped up as like pre-show music. It's just like such satisfying funk music.
It's nerd funk for sure.
And especially as a drummer, like one of my favorite drummers is Questlove, just because of, you know, how well he just keeps a beat, you know, and he just locks in, and Wolfpack has that kind of, you know, lock-in groove. It warms my heart as a drummer.
We're live at EXT with The Accidentals. So you guys have been going what seems like nonstop for a while. What, 70 days, is it, you said?
This is the last day of our 70-day tour across the United States.
Are you guys going to take a little breather?
No, we're going to drive immediately home.
But after that.
Yes. We have a month off, actually.
Wow. What are you going to do with yourselves?
Actually, we're going to record demos for the next album.
We'll
spend some time.
Yeah, we'll probably eat a lot of pizza and watch Netflix.
I have some very important appointments. One with my bed, another one with the couch. Very important appointments that I need to keep.
That's good, Michael.
Definitely.
Thanks for sharing, Michael. Well, you guys, thank you so much for stopping by. This is great.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Love the record. The record is called Odyssey. The band, The Accidentals. And we're going to have you finish off with a song, Memorial Day.
Yep, that's right.
What do you want to say?
And this is a song that I wrote about my tendency to worry too far in advance. And especially, you know, when we're on the road, it's easy to see problems when there aren't problems and to, you know, be anxious. The song at the end is kind of just about letting things go and trying your best to stay present, just enjoying the ride. And I feel like it's very appropriate now that we're on day 70 of the tour to look back and be like, that was a crazy roller coaster, some ups and downs. And now we're looking forward to 2018.
We were all waiting through the month of May to cut our long hair, learn how to walk away. And now it's gone. And now you'll never stay. Tongues and dismay. Now it's gone. there's something to say. And when we woke up, it was Labor Day. And now it's gone. Now it's gone.
This is Katie.
This is Michael.
And this is Sav from the Accidentals.
This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.